Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yeah. All right, welcome to the Raiders Fan Radio Rundown. Your buddy Murph back once again for what we trust will be a fantastic episode of the Raiders Fan Radio Rundown. That's where myself, your I don't want to say your favorite host because I'm not your favorite host, but
you probably are.
I'm one of the hosts. One of the many hosts of Raiders Fan Radio here, and so we appreciate you joining us live. But anyways, no, we're not live. God dang it! I'm just screwing this thing up all over the place.
That's okay.
Thanks for being here, chat room. Thank you for everybody else that's in there. We know we are not live on the YouTube. This is pre-recorded because the rundown is where myself and my best friend and yours get into the fan cave here. We talk about our favorite football team. We typically don't do these live because we had to pre-record during the day because we didn't have a chance to go live at our normal time, which is 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern every Wednesday, which will be the case from here until the end of the season. We'll be back every single week live, but we want to get something to you this week because tonight's the official kickoff of the NFL season, Jeff.
Let's go.
Absolutely. So without further ado, let's go ahead and turn it over to my best friend and yours, the man that adorns the Eastern Annex of the Murphs Fan Cave desk. He is Swag Jeff.
It's style and then profile.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. I'm fired up to be here, and I am your probably third favorite co-host of Raiders Fan Radio.
When I think we're battling for two. We're definitely battling for two.
What, you and I?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You think Michelle's the fave?
Oh, 100%.
She's got to be. She's got to be. She's my fave.
Oh, yeah.
She's got the best camera angle and all that.
She's got the best lighting.
Yep. She's got the best takes. She's more DeLulu than any of us. And we love that about her.
And she's funnier. She's got a better laugh than we do. You know what I mean?
She doesn't stumble through her words. She doesn't say absolutely or 100%
or all that stuff like that.
You know, she doesn't do any of that. She's polished up. She's the best.
Absolutely. So we miss Michelle here in the fan cam, of course. But we will be back live. All three of us will be back here live next Wednesday at, again, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. And if you can't join us live on the YouTubes, check us out on any audio podcast service. You can ask your Amazon connected device. Thank you.
You just made all the Alexas go off just then.
Oh, hey, Alexa, play Raiders Fan Radio.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Everybody loves me for that. See, now I'm definitely not your favorite host.
There you go.
But anyways, we appreciate you joining us live. God dang it, I keep saying that because I'm so used to saying that. Appreciate those of you joining us on the YouTubes.
Well, they're live.
Well, that's true. You guys are live.
They're live right now.
Hey.
Hey, what's up from the past?
Yeah, and those of you that listen to us on the audio podcast, thank you. We have a lot of audio listeners to this show. It's what this show started off, was an audio podcast. And there are many folks that listen to us and consume the show that way. So thank you to those of you. And if you want to check it out, you can go to any audio podcast service. We are all over everything. If Google and Spotify seems to be the hot one.
It's a big one.
If it's not Apple Podcasts, it's Spotify. Those seem to be the two. And so appreciate everybody that that enjoys Raiders Fan Radio that way. All right, Swag Jeff. We are also sending out a check as of today to the Politnikov folks. Thank you very much. We're sending that out today for a check for $10,000 on your behalf, Raider Nation. We were able to raise $10,000 to give to the fine folks at the Politnikov Foundation. That is Fred, obviously, Hall of Famer, and his lovely wife, Angela, who runs the foundation, and where they are providing safe places and rehabilitative services for young women that are at risk of domestic violence and substance abuse. And so that's what we do around here with all the money that we make. We have a nonprofit called the One Nation Foundation. And all the money we make, we give it away to charities like the good folks at Politnikov. And so very thankful to you all. Thank you for a very successful year here in 2024. And look forward to having an even bigger year next year, Jeff.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, absolutely. We can't thank you guys enough. The support that you guys have given us through the summer of swag, through the first of the year, and just your unrelenting support that you've always given to us, that doesn't go unnoticed. We can't thank you guys enough for that. So we wish every single one of you guys could come, and you can. You just have to get tickets.
You got to buy tickets.
You just got to get tickets, and you know. So if you do, let us know. Hit us up on socials or any of that, or in the comments during this video.
We'll see Jay Jackson there.
Captain Jack will be there.
Josh from Raider Dad will be there. Yep, he's going to sit with us.
Yep, absolutely. So if you want to come, you just go to the Politnikov. I think it's Politnikov.org. I think it's the website. And you just go there, and there's a link right there for you to buy tickets. And you have to buy them in a pair. So if you and your wife or husband or whoever wants to come, or friends or whoever, just come on out and come and let us hug your neck, because we're there presenting a check on your behalf.
Absolutely.
So can't thank you enough.
So we'll be broadcasting live this year, too.
We absolutely
will. Tell
them
when the date is on that, Jeff.
That is September 27th. September 27th, live from the Westgate Hotel and Casino out there in Las Vegas. It's just right off the strip, and it's just an amazing event. You know, the stars that walk in there.
Oh, my gosh. Tell them who we had on the show last year.
Oh, my gosh. Well, all the people that signed that jersey last year we had, you know, Shooter McGavin. We had Dennis Haysbert. And then we had Lincoln Kennedy. And we had, obviously, Fred and Phil Villapiano. And who else did we have?
Plunkett
was on. And
was that? Oh, and Mike Haynes.
Oh, and oh, yeah.
My man crush.
Yeah, you love that guy.
I love that guy.
You love that guy. Yeah, you love that guy. But yeah, so it's an absolutely incredible event. We've kind of seen the lineup. The lineup is going to be star-studded once again for this year. So,
oh, and we didn't have him on the show, but we met Antonio Pierce there.
We met
Sandra Douglas Morgan. Sandra, we had lined up your wife, Chris, lovely Chris, had it set up for us to interview Sandra Douglas Morgan, and freaking Plunkett slid in.
He acting like a Plunkett.
Yeah, exactly. And bumped her from the show.
Yeah.
Like she was waiting to sit down and talk to us, and freaking Plunkett slid in there. But anyways.
So I guess when you're a two-time Super Bowl champion, you can cut line.
I guess so. So you know. Hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to Sandra this year.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah, and so, absolutely. And AP. I'd love to get AP on the show.
You know what? Here's what I'm thinking. Here we're just workshopping here, just on the show here. Normally we set up, we do the show, and then we pack everything up. We're not pack everything up, but we leave everything sitting there, and then we go off and we do whatever. We mingle and go to the dinner and do all that kind of stuff. When we met Antonio Pierce and he came over and like signed the jerseys and stuff, I think what we ought to do is just leave everything running.
Oh, for sure.
Just turn the camera out, leave everything running. And then if we get an opportunity to sit down with somebody, we'll be like, hey, come on over here.
Yep.
So you'll have that to look forward to. So we'll just spin the cameras around and have just like a live feed
of the whole
damn thing running. Now, I can't guarantee you the audio quality of it. And it's going to be the shot will be from a distance. But if you want to just check it out, see what's going on, man.
Yeah.
That might be kind of fun.
That'd
so
be fun.
Yeah, it'd be fun. Anyway, so thank you to all of those of you again, once again, for your support of the One Nation Foundation, the Politnikovs, Raiders Fan Radio, all that stuff. And just if you wouldn't mind to help support Raiders Fan Radio, hit a like, hit a subscribe, hit a thumbs up, write a review, send in a comment, tell your Raider friends about us. We can't grow our foundation without growing Raiders Fan Radio.
Right.
And it's not about us getting bigger numbers and having a bigger audience, whatever. It ain't about for our whatever egos or pride or whatever the hell else. It's because we want to earn more money. And we can't do that without advertising partners and corporate sponsors and all. And we don't get any of that without eyeballs on this show. So
absolutely.
if you would do us a favor, do us a solid there and help support us that way. And frankly, even if you can't donate monetarily, like so many folks do, and share your hard earned money with us to give away, that the currency of a thumbs up or a subscribe or
it's
a share,
gold.
A yep. tweet, any of that stuff, man, that is absolutely invaluable to us because again, it generates advertising opportunity. So anyway, yep. All right, Swag Jeff, that's all I got. Hit some contact info and then I got an idea.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Raiders.
Oh, let's do that.
Woo! Hey, Raider Nation! You got your old Uncle Mosh here with an updated contact info. So sit up, zip up,
shut up,
and pay attention. You can call us at 909-345-3346, or as Murph would say,
909-345-3346.
How about emailing me? You want to email me? Email me at show@RaidersFanRadio.com. Or what about reaching out to us on some of that social media stuff Swaggy likes? Try Facebook at Raiders Fan Radio Podcast, the Twit at Twitter at Raiders Fan Radio, Insta something, Instagram at Raiders Fan Radio, the Tiki Tiki Taki Talk, TikTok at Raiders Fan Radio. Or what about the Twitch? Anyway, Twitch at Raiders Fan Radio. Or if you don't like that, go to the YouTube. America, go to the YouTube. YouTube.com/Raiders Fan Radio. Oh my God, if that wasn't enough, go to your podcast provider and search Raiders Fan Radio. Holy crap, that was a lot.
Good.
Ooh. Oh, that was on me. That was on me.
Yeah, it was on you.
That was on me. That was on me. You. My bad.
It doesn't really matter, Josh. Doesn't really matter, Josh. Oh my gosh.
All right. Wait till we see that weepy bastard in Allegiant Stadium, dude.
What?
Derek.
When?
We're gonna see him in Allegiant Stadium.
When?
Don't the Saints play at?
No, that's what's in New Orleans.
Oh, is it in New Orleans?
Yeah, it's in New Orleans.
I blame Scott and Mo.
Blame Scott and Mo for that. Yeah. I don't know why.
I thought that a game was on the road, but then on the latest Silver and Black today, they were like, oh yeah, when Derek Carr comes back to Allegiant. I'm like,
nah, he ain't coming.
I'm like,
back
okay, well, I trust them more than me, so.
And I don't even think we're gonna play against him this season.
Oh my gosh, that's the hot take, dude.
Yep. Spencer Rattler.
That's the hot take. That's what the kids are saying.
Yep, that's what the kids are saying.
We'll see. Okay, that makes a lot more sense. Man, I thought I was going nuts over there. But
Damn it, Scott.
Damn it, Scott and Mo. Get your shit together over there, fellas.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Jeez. Misleading the public? What the hell?
Oh, my gosh.
You're supposed to be responsible, powerful, influential members of Raiders Fan reporters. You're pros, for crying out loud.
I know.
Leave it to the dopes like us to make mistakes.
I love when they shout us out, though. When they talk about just the delusional Raider fan, the ones that are predicting us, we go 20-0 and all that.
Yeah.
You know, guys like Murph and all those guys are Raiders fan radio.
Well, that's what we do. That's why this show's called Raiders Fan Radio.
Absolutely.
Somebody on Twitter the other day put, because I put up some shit, I don't remember whatever. I talk so much shit on Twitter about the Raiders, but I put something out there and somebody was like, you have to stop being a fan and look at it like this. And I'm like, no, I don't have to stop being a fan.
We're fans.
I'm a god dang fan. It's the name of our show. Like, I'm not going to ever not look. It's impossible for me to have a Raider take that doesn't involve my passion for the freaking football team and of the fan base.
Like, we'll never be objective about our football team.
I can't. Like, no. I'm sorry. If you want an objective take, this isn't the show for you. Like,
no.
And I don't mean that to be shitty. I just mean that, like,
we're the tailgate podcast of Raider Nation.
Absolutely.
And that's when you're at a tailgate and you're sipping on some frosty cold ones or taking shots of tequila or whatever, you're not being objective about the Raiders. You're going to talk about how much the Raiders are going to whip that ass in that game. And that's what we're here to do.
Amen, dude.
You know?
Amen. It's impossible. There's it's And I'll just own it, man. Like, I can't take the silver and black heart out of my chest and have a...
We have tattoos on our arm of the freaking shield, of the Raiders, all that kind of stuff. You know, we're going to...
come off, man.
You know, we're not going to have tattoos on our arm and go, well, they'll probably go 7-10. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Now we're not doing that.
Now, that doesn't mean that there is blind optimism.
Sure.
It doesn't mean we're going to come to the table and go, well, that's just because they're the Raiders, so that means they're going to win the Super Bowl. That's not what it is. But what we do do, excuse me, what we do do.
Do-do.
What we do is that we try to find a reason to validate any said optimism. That's all it is.
And we don't need much. We don't need much to go on.
And Jeff, also too, we can be realistic.
Sure.
And when... If the team is 2-6 before the bye week the trade deadline, okay, we might be having a very real conversation about a guy like Devontae Adams leaving, or the questionable moves by Tom Telesco in the offseason about the lack of replacement of a quarterback. And we might be critical of Antonio Pierce going, hey man, you said you didn't want to have a Band-Aid, and yet we got two Band-Aids and both of them throw a shit ton of interceptions. That could be a very real conversation we'll be having on this show.
Yeah.
But now?
But it ain't yet. We haven't played a game.
No.
We haven't played a single game yet. And so, so we're looking for every reason to be excited. And there's a lot to be excited about going into this game, going into this season. And so, we're not going to be sad sex yet.
Not yet, man.
We might.
We might.
We might later. You know, if it goes the way that a lot of people are saying that it might go. Yeah, we might be sad sex in about 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, who knows? But not now. Now's not the time.
No, absolutely not. And we get comments here once in a while from people to be like, oh, you guys are just, you know, you just cheerlead for the Raiders and that's all you do. Mike, dude, I had a bag on my head that said fire Josh McDaniels on it on this show, on these cameras.
And flipped it around and said, and Patrick Graham.
Yeah. Ain't nobody was cheerleading. Like, we're not paid shills for the Raiders. Like, you know what I mean? But in like,
I wish we were.
Come on. I can be bought.
I
can be bought.
Yeah.
Especially for the foundation.
Oh, bro.
Dude, in a second. But we're not. That's not the case. But we are fans, and we're just optimistic until there's a reason not to be optimistic. That's the bottom line. So no, I can't ever go, well, okay, let me not look at this as a fan. Like, no, that's never going to happen. But anyways, point being though, so let's talk a little bit about what we had to look forward to coming up. Interesting how the NFL schedule worked out to where we're bookended by the Chargers. I think that's interesting.
I did.
And I want to shout out Scott and Mo for bringing up something very relevant, is that as of right now, Justin Haebert has been completely cleared on practices and all that kind of stuff, but he's dealing with plantar fasciitis. That is a challenge to come back from that shit. And while they may have world-class doctors and trainers and he's a world-class athlete and all that kind of stuff,
you're never the same really once you get into that.
Think about it. For those of you that are old enough to remember Darren McFadden and his Lisfranc injury, the only reason I know what a Lisfranc is because Darren McFadden dealt with it for like 5 years. Mm-hmm. Like those foot injuries, man, you know, you hear about like a turf toe or any of that kind of... really will screw. I mean, think about like Steve McNair, man. He dealt with that shit for years, that turf toe and all that.
Yep.
It will, like, even if it doesn't completely bench them, it really impacts their ability.
Hinders their game.
Obviously, if you're a running back like McFadden, but in the case of a quarterback like with Abraham, they got to plant and drive their feet and do all that. You can't do that shit when that thing's hurting like that, man, let alone the functionality of it. So if there's a lingering issue, like they were even talking about, like you get to the end of the season, they might, depending on how their season has gone, they might just have him shut down just to get him ready for 2025. You know what I'm saying?
I don't
like, you know, go ahead.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you know, I mean, you know, mix into the fact that, you know, the Chargers offensive coordinator and Jim Harbaugh, I feel like, you know, because and much respect to Scott and Mo, they had that gentleman from the Chargers radio
or something like that.
So, and it was good. It got cut short. The guy had some technical difficulties or whatever. But they're wanting to do the same thing that we're wanting to do. The Chargers are wanting to have smash mouth football, all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
And the way that like they're off. Yeah, exactly. But the way that like the quarterbacks go, I'm not 100% sure that Justin Herbert is going to be there for a long time.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, there's
You don't think he'll make a second contract?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Well, no, he's already got a second
He's got his second contract, but they might ship him off or do something else and get some capital for him because, you know, Harbaugh's, you know, his bread and butter is those scrambling around quarterbacks.
That's
and
true.
Herbert's not that guy. You know, he's not the guy to do that.
Watch him make a run at like Cam Ward or some shit, dude.
That's what I'm saying, man, or something like that. Oh,
yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's interesting. Who, that's who I want. Well, and I want Cam Ward.
Oh, I know, right? That dude's a stud. Oh. But then you go back to the idea, and I'm getting a little ahead in thinking about the game at the end of the year, but say he is battling injury and they do want to market him to put him on the move, well, they're going to shelve him and get him healthy. So that he's got trade value. And you know what I'm saying? If you got a busted up, foot, like your trade value isn't going to be very high. But anyways,
beat up on Easton Stick again at the end of the year.
Exactly. But in terms of this game, I think the reason that it could have an impact is that if he's not, he may be cleared to play, but that ain't taking live bullets from freaking Max Crosby and Christian Wilkins and Malcolm Kuntz and everything else. So like, you know, let's get that guy flushed out of the pocket. Let's get him on the move. I think that's going to be really important. A key thing for them, and like, I never want to see anybody go down with an injury. I never root for an injury.
No.
But if you know that somebody's dinged up, like if you don't do things to capitalize on that, to gain a competitive, you got to go after it. So let's get his ass on the move. Let's get him out of the damn pocket. And I know everybody that wears powder blue is all in your freaking feelings about Joe Alt, but he's still unproven. Like, we'll see how that's gonna pan out. They've also had, aside from him and, I mean, I'm not entirely well-versed on the entirety of the offensive line of the Chargers by player, but I do know that they are weak on the offensive line.
They're weak in the middle. They're weak in the middle. They got a couple good bookends on tackles, but they're pretty weak in the middle. So a guy like Christian Wilkins might eat like a champion, you know, come Sunday. So, you know, but I mean, you look at that entire offense in its entirety, you know, there's a lot of unprovenness on that offense.
And I think, the guy they drafted to play running back is not even playing, right?
He's not even playing.
He's down for like the first 4 weeks.
Yep, 100%. So it's going to be J.K. Dobbins and it's going to be Gus Edwards, I believe. And so, you know, so they're two guys that are also known for injuries and stuff like that. So they could be in a world of hurt, you know, come halfway through the season between Herbert and between their running backs and stuff like that. And then, oh yeah, can't forget that they traded away all of their starting wide receivers. So their starting wide receiver is Joshua Palmer.
Yeah.
You know, third or fourth year guy out of Tennessee. So, you know, I mean, they're not shored up there for sure. So, I mean, this may be a game that the Raiders eat.
I think so, Jeff. And then to go to the other side of the ball, when you look at defensively, they're aging. They're injury prone.
Yep.
Like even guys as good as Khalil Mack is and Joey Bosa, like they're freaking hurt all the time. Yep. Like, and so I know it's week one. So I know everybody's going to be as full strength as they're going to get, but like, I would not surprise me at all, especially if they're weak offensively and we're able to shut them down on defense. It isn't going to take it isn't going to take 63 points to beat them. You know what I'm saying? It
might take 20.
And I think that we've got enough offense and enough weapons, considering their deficiencies on defense, to take advantage of enough of that to be able to score, to put up two or three scores. So, all right, so let's go prediction time because everybody loves a prediction. So I'm gonna say that's going to be about enough. I'm going to say it's going to be like a 24-10 game. 24-10 Raiders. Give me the Raiders. I already bet them. I bet the Raiders. Oh, and I bet the prop bets. So I bet the Raiders to finish second in the AFC West. I bet Max Crosby to win Defensive Player of the Year. I didn't bet Bowers to win offensive because I think there's too many quarterbacks. I didn't bet Bowers. But then I also bet I took the bigger odds by going with the bigger number, and I bet the Raiders over 9.5 wins.
Ooh.
Yeah. Put my money where my mouth is. But anyways, but then I also bet them to win the game outright on the money line.
Okay.
I took the money line bet. And you know, we're 3-point dogs in a building that's going to be 62%, according to latest reports, 62% Raider fans. Like, I don't see a world where we don't win this game by more than two scores, Jeff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe that's just the optimism and the, you can't look at it, not like a fan, but sorry, that's where I'm at.
Well, now, so when you were doing those bets, have you done the bet with over under on Jack Jones interceptions?
No, but that's an interesting
one. That's the one you got to do because I think right now it's like 1.5.
Oh, shit. He'll get that in week one.
He'll get that in week one. I mean, I'm telling
you. Oh, bro, I'm going to bet that as soon as we get done today.
Yeah, I already called that I think Jack Jones is going to catch Justin Herbert's first touchdown pass of the year, and I'm standing behind that for sure. But I think this might be a lot of people are saying this game might be a little bit closer and stuff like that. I think this is going to be like a 31-14 kind of game. I think we're going to come out. We're going to smack them in the mouth. I think Davante Adams is going to come out hella mad, bro.
Dude.
You know, I mean, all this crazy stuff about the Chargers social media that came out. I mean, if you're a Raider fan, you've heard the story about, you know, them coming out with different flavored Pop-Tarts and stuff. And they had the trash flavored Pop-Tart with Davante Adams on it and stuff like that. And calling him trash, calling the Raiders trash and stuff like that. And he was like, keep my name out your mouth.
Yeah.
You know, it's basically what he said. So I think he's going to come out pissed. I think he's going to come out also pissed that, you know, DeSean Jackson has been talking on his behalf and talking out of his ass, apparently, because Davante Adams has come out and said that you want to hear it. You want to hear anything, just come to the horse's mouth and I'll tell you what's going on. Don't listen to that stupid ass, you know, whatever, you know, he might be one of the next guys of, you know, once a Raider, always a Raider, doesn't apply to everybody.
Yeah. Be like, maybe, dude. And what's up with, you know, I feel bad for Davante, man. Like, he's such a freaking good dude and he's such a great player, obviously, but just a good guy, good family man. Like, and the dude has been on the defensive tour all freaking off season. Like,
yeah,
geez, like quit effing with Davante, man. Yeah, what is the deal with this shit, man?
Yep.
It's so stupid. It's so sloppy. And like, and again, I put out a post on the X this week about, like, because Graf posted the video of Davante and that yeah, when he was talking about the DeSean Jackson thing. I think you put it out there too. Is it like, and it's like, God dang it. Will you people please shut up about him being disgruntled? Now, if we're 2-6 or 1-7 heading into the trade deadline and he's not getting the ball and things aren't going well and it's toxic or whatever, okay, fine. It might make sense at that point for both parties to move on and trade him to New York or wherever the hell else. But to even fathom that he's unhappy is the stupidest take today. Like, this is today we're talking. This is September 5th. We're recording this, right?
Right.
On September 5th, he's not unhappy. So why is it that we've had all these freaking reports coming out that he's disgruntled and unhappy, and it's all bullshit? Just like Mo says, it's people out there trying to get their Elon bucks. You're just putting out bullshit. You're just making things up out of nothing. And this poor guy now has to go to the podium, and instead of talking about a matchup against the defensive backs of the stupid Chargers, he's got to go out there and address the rumors.
I promise
that
I'm
he
happy.
Ain't happy. What the fuck, dude? Yeah, it's so dumb, Jeff.
It's so dumb. It's so dumb, you know. But and you look at this team and the way that it is right now. I mean, if Davante Adams was unhappy and wanted to leave, he would have done it before the offseason ended. He would have done it at any of that point, because last year he was in a shit show for quite a while. Yes. He had Jimmy effing Garoppolo throwing him friggin' death balls all, you know, the first half of the season and stuff like that. And, you know, had all of his struggles of the first part. You know, oh yeah, his coach was Josh McDaniels and all this other stuff. But like, now you look at his situation now, like, he's in a much better situation than what he was last year. He's got Gardner Minshew throwing him the ball. He's got Aiden O'Connell throwing him the ball.
And he loves his coach.
And he loves his head. Thank you. He loves his head coach. And the defense has gotten a lot better. All the pieces are falling in for Davante Adams to have another amazing season for the Raiders and, you know, could possibly make a run here. So, you know, I just don't understand that concept of everyone always freaking out about Davante not being happy. If Davante wasn't happy, Davante wouldn't be here.
Amen.
There wouldn't be rumors swirling.
Yeah.
There wouldn't be any speculations or any of that stuff. His ass just wouldn't be in the silver and black. The end.
Amen, dude.
You know?
Hey, freaking man. It's almost as puzzling to me. It's not puzzling because I know why. It's media, and it's not just sports media. All media is like this nowadays, sure, man. It's absolutely ridiculous. But it's the same thing to me as the Chargers overhype every year.
Right.
When Fox Sports releases their power rankings, It flew all over me, dude. They have us last in the AFC and the fourth worst team in football.
Right.
I'm sorry. Can you get any lazier than that? Like, all they do is look and they go, well, okay, we got a young, unproven head coach and a volatile quarterback situation. So they're going to be one of the worst teams in football. It's so lazy and so disconnected. Like, hear people, you know, say to us, well, don't look at it like a fan. But you know what, though? When you're a fan, as invested as we are and as anybody that's listening to this damn show is, if you're listening to us, you're a freaking crazy-ass super fan of this football team. So as invested as we all are in this, we are way more knowledgeable about our football team. Listen, I couldn't sit here and tell you, you know, the depth chart of the Green Bay Packers. I don't freaking know. I know the big players and I'll watch them if they're on TV and the Raiders aren't or whatever. But my point being, though, is that, but I know who the backups to the backups are and the guys that are on the practice squad and what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are. I know the inner workings of our front office, not the inner workings because I'm there, but like, I know, understand the dynamics between the different, you know, people in the front office, the way the ownership functions. Like, I know that stadium intimately at this point. We know the tailgate. We know the relationships there. We know all that shit. So when Fox Sports puts out their freaking rankings, they're not taking any of that into consideration. They don't take into account. This is why I hate, one of the things I hate about PFF grades. It doesn't account for heart.
No.
The thing that John Facenda would always say on NFL films, great players aren't always great, but they're always great when they have to be. That's Kenny Stabler. Look at his stats. They're not great. If you judge Kenny Stabler on stats alone, he's not a Hall of Famer. But guess what? He's a Hall of Famer because he did it when it counted. You know what I mean? And that's always been my argument about Derek, is that I loved Derek for a long, long time. And the people that love Derek and talk about his stats and all that, listen, I'm not going to pretend like he never did those things. But when it counted most, what happened?
Right. Fumble at the back of the end zone.
Throw a short on the goal line in Cincinnati, right? There, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, those are the things. What makes you great is that you're great when you have to be. Well, that doesn't take into, so they're not considering any of that when it comes to the Raiders. They're not considering the Antonio Pierce effect. They're not considering the culture change, the buy-in. When you listen to the players and they're saying, what's the difference between last year and this year? Buy-in. Nate Hobbs the other day, buy-in. Everyone's in. Everyone's committed. When they asked Antonio Pierce, what's it going to take to get everybody to buy into your vision early on? And he was like,
They already did.
They were here when they got, they were bought in when they got here.
Right.
Like, they, so the stupid sports media landscape doesn't take into account any of that shit. So just like they don't take into account that stuff when it comes to the stupid Chargers. So to elevate the Chargers, to elevate the Broncos, because they got Bo Nix, to elevate them above us is a complete freaking insult. And people like,
when was the last time the Broncos beat us?
We were the Oakland Raiders the last time they 100%. Beat us.
So what are we doing? What are we talking about putting them ahead of us and stuff like that? They don't take any of those things into consideration at all, you know, but this freaking Chargers hype train with Jim Harbaugh and all this stuff.
Dude, I'm sorry, a new head coach is not going to equate to six more wins out of the gate.
When Jim Harbaugh took over the freaking 49ers, he took over a team that was good. Very, very good.
They were pretty damn good.
They were pretty damn good. And yes, he turned it around and stuff like that and made them even better. But it took him a little bit of time to do that. But
it took him time in Michigan.
It took him time in Michigan, man. Yeah.
It took him time at Stanford. Like,
right.
He's not a day one flip the script kind of guy.
No.
He's got to build the Harbaugh way.
You're right. 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 You know, and there may be a lot of people on that team right now that aren't going to fit into that culture either. You know, I mean, because he's very by the book. He's very business. You know, they don't listen to music at practice. They don't, you know, it's very, you know, this is how you're going to do it. This is the routine, all that stuff. And there may be some guys, you know, like a Khalil Mack or something like that. I mean, that's just kind of the first name that came into my head. But like maybe one of those guys that they don't get down a ball like that. You know, so
no,
I mean,
and it's all that hip hip hooray shit and all that stuff. Yeah. It's kind of cheesy. And like, listen, look, you win, you can develop a good culture. So, I mean, that's all that matters. But sure. I think that for like, in terms of like buy-in, like it's kind of corny. You know what I mean? Like it's so it works great in college.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? It works great in college, but in the pros, and I know it worked with the Niners. I'm not dismissing that, but I think to automatically assume that it's going to work and it's going to work rapidly, I think is a major, major overshoot. It's just like with the Broncos. Like, did they get better by drafting Bo Nix? Yes.
Yeah.
Did they get better this year? I don't know. Probably not. Like, maybe in 3 or 4 years from now.
Yeah.
And oh yeah, by the way, freaking Sean Payton, dude. I'm sorry, man. That guy, I know he's got a ring, but so does John Gruden.
Is it, whose ring was it really?
That's what I'm saying, man. Like, you know what? Well, when it comes to Gruden, it was Dungy's.
Right, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Even Sean Payton's. I mean, you know what?
I mean, he built that early Saints team with Breeze and all that shit. Good,
but I mean, but he was doing it cheating too.
Well, you know, that's
with
true.
With all that bounty shit and all that kind
Greg
of stuff.
Williams
with
and
Greg
all
Williams and all that. So, yeah. You know.
Well, who knows what's going on there. But anyways, but point being, though, is that he kind of peaked then. You know what I mean? The Saints peaked.
And he got out at the right time the first time. He should have never come back.
He should have never come back. And so, absolutely. So this, and then what has he done since he's been in Denver? That's like, this is year three now we're going into?
Signed and cut Russell Wilson.
Like, come on, man. Like, so I just, this whole idea that like, oh, they're just going to automatically like leapfrog the Raiders, I think is bullshit. That's why I bet the Raiders to freaking finish a second in the West. I don't think, now listen, that one, I don't even think that's that far stretched of a fucking, excuse me, it's far fetched of a, I'm getting fiery today. I don't think it's that far fetched of a thing, man.
God dang, dude. You really hit that one. That was a slam dunk. Jeez, you got like spit on your mic and shit like that. God dang. Say that shit with your chest, bro.
I'm feisty today, man.
Yeah, you are.
Shit pisses me off, man.
I know.
It freaking drives me insane, man, how the disrespect that the Raiders get. And so, and there are a lot of folks out there that are like, well, good. Keep disrespect. Like, we want to fly under the radar. And you know what? And I get that, too. I get that, too. But I think it's just, to me, it's so irresponsible of some of the national media reporting to absolutely dog, you know, shit on the Raiders and then lift up the other teams in our division just because. And they do it every goddamn year. And it never equates to what they're out there.
Unfortunately, I don't think it's ever going to change.
You know what? You're right. I should probably stop letting this stuff bother me.
Yeah.
Because it's the same shit every year.
It's been happening forever. And it will probably keep happening forever. Unless the Raiders go on.
Until we start winning Super Bowls
and stuff like that. But then you never know. You know, they might still shit on the Raiders and, well, the Chiefs will be back. The Chiefs will
You're
be
right.
back.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
you know? So, yeah, I don't know.
All right.
But all that being said, we're talking about the Charger game that's coming up this Sunday. The Raiders are going to whip some ass this weekend. It's going to be so much fun. It's going to be a great start to the season. We're going to, you know, come in riding high and then head to week two in Baltimore and give it our best ever.
We're gonna try our best.
Oh my gosh, because that's a tough one.
Now that, see, okay, here you go. You want an objective opinion? Going to the East Coast and playing against a juggernaut team like the Baltimore Ravens on the road? I'm just glad it's not gonna be cold. But outside of that, that's a tall order, man.
I'm not saying it won't happen.
If we beat Baltimore, even if we lose to the Chargers, but that ain't gonna happen. But if we beat Baltimore, instant credibility.
Totally.
For this early in the year, because like when we beat the Chiefs last year, it was late in the season and whatever. Sure. If we beat the freaking Ravens on the road, bro, especially if they punk the Chiefs tonight, and go Ravens tonight, by the way.
Yeah.
From 7:20 tonight to 10:20, I'm the biggest Ravens fan there is. Yeah.
What do they say? Flock.
Ravens flock?
Ravens flock.
Yeah. Flock the Ravens.
Flock the Chiefs.
Flock the Chiefs. There you go. But yeah, man. So like, If they beat Kansas City and then we beat them, huge.
It's huge.
Huge.
Yeah.
That's a big ass deal, man, if we do that one. So yeah, how nice would that be to go back to back, man? That'd be a nice start to the season. But gotta go through the Chargers first.
Yep.
So man.
But that's gonna set the tone. Let's set the effing tone on Sunday, boys. We need to set the effing tone. We need to get fired up. We need to be, you know, rowdy, all that stuff. All Raider Nation is going to be there rooting for you guys. So get up, get wild.
Have we still never won at SoFi?
I don't know if we've ever won.
I don't think we've ever won. I don't think we've won at SoFi.
Let's make it happen, Cap.
Come on, right?
Come on. What are we doing?
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
That's a home field advantage.
That's home field advantage. We got to get the job done. Max Crosby needs to eat. Christian Wilkins needs to eat. You know, all the boys. Gardner Minshew. Let's freaking go, dude. This is your time. We've even given you the opportunity to be the guy. No one else has given you that chance. This is your shot. Set the freaking tone.
So be the guy.
Be that guy. Be that guy, oh my man. Gosh. Antonio Pierce, get the boys freaking fired up, bro. Like, you know, let's go. Let's do this the Raider way. Ill intent, physicality, violence, pain. Bring that shit.
Ooh.
Bring that shit, man. Come on, dude. Sweat,
Jeff.
Ah, oh, man. I can't wait.
Can't wait, dude.
Can't wait.
Be undeniable.
I hate the Chargers.
Oh, wait.
God, I hate the Chargers.
Oh, the Chargers.
Those damn Chargers, man.
They're the worst. They're up there with the worst. Broncos are my all-time favorite. Favorite to hate.
Favorite to hate?
Yeah.
Chargers to me. I mean, I hate everyone in our division.
Right.
But it's a chart. But like, I like personal hatred.
I was going to say.
It hits me like right.
Yeah. Well,
like,
that's why I hate the Broncos so much. Because like I grew up with John Elway beating the shit out of us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like that when little old Murph, man, growing up, you know, in the freaking after the post the freaking Super Bowl era.
Right.
You know, in my formative years in middle school and all that kind of. Freaking Elway was tearing us a new ass every week. You know what I mean? Yeah. I hate the goddamn Broncos, man.
Yep.
And he was the face of the league and all that. This one's for John. Man, I hate the freaking Broncos so much. You know. But the Chargers are up there. Obviously, the Chiefs are up there, too. Everybody in our division sucks. So I'm with you, dude. I can't stand them. And you got, I think the Chargers to you are what the Broncos are to me. And that's what the Chiefs are to Uncle Mosh.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Well, you know, my family grew up in San Diego. So, you know, truth be told, they were Charger fans for a little while. And I couldn't stand that shit. You know what I mean? I couldn't stand it. Yeah, the San Diego Supercharger. Ah, like, it's terrible. I hate that shit. And then
you ran off your brother's ex-girlfriend.
My brother's ex-girlfriend. Shout out to her. Give me a couple of those because I can't. She doesn't watch the show. It's fine. She doesn't watch the show.
Even if she did.
But good. Yeah. I hope you are.
Yeah.
I hope you are. But yeah, but there was, we got into it. I've never met her. She lives on the West Coast of my brother. I never met her, but I hated her. Couldn't stand her.
She was an obnoxious Chargers fan.
Oh, she was an obnoxious Charger fan. Couldn't stand her.
Oh my gosh. All right. Raider Nation, you guys are fired up. We're fired up, man.
We're fired up, dude.
Can't wait for this Sunday, man. Go. Let's hit a break and then let's hear from them.
Okay. Well, let's hit the See a Fans mailbag.
Oh, perfect.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
You're so good at this, Jeff.
It's like I've done it before.
He is fading, looking, looking, looking. He's under the gun. He's tied, he's thrown. It is.
All right, welcome to the Sea of Fans mailbag. This is where we hear from you, because more of you and less of us is a good thing.
Yeah, it is.
And so you can contact us two different ways. You can email the show, which we don't have your emails tonight because Michelle's not here. Michelle always reads the emails, but if you want to email us, it's show, S-H-O-W, at RaidersFanRadio.com. Or if you call the show, you can reach us at 909-345-3346. That's 909-345-3346.
I had to make sure that you were going to actually say it.
I got you. I'm picking you up there, buddy. That's nine. And call and leave us a message. And if we play your message on the show three times or more, you can become the next made man or made woman here at Raiders Fan Radio. Or if you email the show an indefinite amount of times, you could become a made man. Oh, actually, it's made maiden now.
Yeah, sorry. It is.
Made man or made maiden. So anyways, let's start off tonight. Hey, we're coming out of the gate hot.
We are.
Yeah. So for those of you in the chat room, and thank you, chat room, everybody that's in there. If you got candles.
Oh, light them.
If you've got a smoke,
light it or smoke that shit.
If you've got lights on in the house,
turn them shits off.
If you've got pants on,
oh, drop them.
Drop them. If you've got nipples,
tweak them. Some areolas, man.
Oh, it's better than that.
Some areolas and, you know, what are you going to do? What's better than that?
You said, have you got nipples? Who doesn't? Just a select few, I guess.
I've got nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
Oh, that's what I should have said. Milk them.
No. That would have been the move.
Damn it. Opportunity missed.
Milk them.
You stupid ass.
All right. Well, if you're not too busy milking your nipples.
If you haven't heard who this call is,
yeah,
there's only one.
There's only one guy that can pull off a move like that. And he's the great. And listen, we give him a fun time about having the dulcet tones, of course, and the amazing voice. He's the Italian born, but he will tell you he is Raider born, Rico. He's out there in the Canary Islands, and he always starts calling in when the regular season starts. And not only does he have these dulcet tones, but his football takes are phenomenal.
Oh, they're incredible.
They're incredible.
So knowledgeable.
So much respect to Rico, and let's check in with him and see what he's got to say this week.
Okay. Hey, guys. Rede Morico here. And
a
quick tune in to say you that I'm really excited about this season. Really happy to see my team playing again. Really happy to see that we are united in the locker room. I'm not really happy, though, with the negative stand of certain fans.
Come on.
Let me put it this way. Stop creating an issue before it happened. Stop being pussy. With all the due respect for the pussies, I mean. I get it is the new generation, and as the internet in the middle, and even the older generation get mixed up with this internet thing where there's a lot of unsatisfaction from it. And it seems like nobody's never happy. Well, I'll tell you what, and you just have to enjoy. You just have to be passionate for your team. Enjoy the game of football. Enjoy Raiders football. That can affect you, can affect the players, can affect the people around you. Depends how you're feeling. Other people can feel it. So you just have to feel good about it. Then, if a problem will come, then that will be the time to solve it.
Come on.
Maybe. But not now. You got to start with the right foot. So with all this say, cheers to all of you. I love you all from the bottom of my heart. And I'm out. Go Raiders and keep the faith.
There he is, Raider born Rico.
Oh my gosh, bro.
Amazing, amazing,
amazing
call. Dude. There's a lot of people that we could call the goats or call a goat around here. He's the one of the goats of the goats, man.
That might be one of my favorite calls he's ever done.
That was incredible. And I love, not only is he funny, but man, what a great sentiment.
Yes.
Like, it's kind of like what we started off the show talking about. And I didn't even hear his call yet, so I didn't even know that was coming. But that whole idea of like, don't start it if it's not even there.
It's not even there yet.
Wait,
what are we doing?
Wait, if you've got evidence to then feel that way or whatever, well then fine. But don't just create it out of the ether. You know what I'm saying? So, man, Rico, you're the best, dude. You are the absolute best. Great call there from our good buddy, Raider Born Rico. All right, next up, let's see. We've got, I think so. Okay, this is cool. We're going from the Canary Islands down to Mexico City for our buddy, Ernesto.
There you go.
Hi, guys. How are you? Your trusted correspondent for Raider Sun Radio in Mexico City. I have some news. Inspired by you guys, with our team, we started our own podcast in Mexico City, in Espanol, of course. It's called El Camino Raider, a loose translation of the Raider Way.
Right on! Congratulations!
I would appreciate a shout-out for all the Mexican community in the U.S. so they can follow us right now on Spotify. That's one part of the news. The second one is September 8th. There's going to be an event organized by the team here in Mexico City to take the official picture of the Raider Nation in Mexico City.
Oh, wow.
So,
wow.
I'm not going to be able to be there because I have to travel for work. I hate my work right now.
Oh.
But my friends, which I made the podcast with, are going to be there. Expect coverage. I'm going to send you guys some videos, some interviews, some stuff so you can broadcast in Raider Sun Radio, so you can see the Mexican Raider Nation in action. And that's it. I can't wait for week one. I'm hyped up. I want to see our team on the field kicking some Chargers' ass. Have a great one. I love you guys. Bye.
Go hey, Jeff, how cool is that, dude?
Wow. That was Ernesto.
That was Ernesto. So El Camino Raider is his new podcast.
Yeah.
And they do it in Spanish. So anybody out there looking for a Spanish speaking Raiders podcast, check out El Camino Raider and our good friend of the show, Ernesto. And how cool is that, man? The Raiders are doing a picture down there, taking care of the Mexican Raider Nation down there. That's badass, man. I love it. That is so cool. And yeah, definitely send us some links. When we get done here, I'll just look it up here. I'll subscribe to it, of course. But send us links, send us clips, whatever you want.
Yep.
We'll do absolutely anything we can to help you out. Like our good buddy, no longer does a show anymore, but Kenny Stapler of the Pillaging Podcast used to say, a rising tide raises all ships. So we're all about helping out anybody in this podcast community, man. We will be glad to help you out, except for those like two guys. But yeah, but when it comes to Ernesto, for sure, man, we will definitely help out any way that we can. And thank you so very, very much for not only being such a great supporter of Raiders Fan Radio and the One Nation Foundation, but a great representation of Raider Nation down there in Mexico, man.
Absolutely.
I think that's badass.
That's so cool.
Okay. Next up, let's see. We've got Josh in the 703. Let's check in with Josh.
What up, fam? Season's about to start this weekend. I'm pumped. I'm going to keep it short and sweet this time.
Let's give fucking Harbaugh his welcome back with a big fat old L. And man, fuck the Chargers.
Nice.
Whoops. Whoops. Earmuffs, kids. Yeah, you could tell I didn't have time to I didn't screen the calls or edit anything. We're just doing this all on the fly here.
And you're frantically looking for the beep button. I was looking. Instead, you just gave him an applause.
Couldn't get to it in time. But man, right. I love it, man. I love it. Good stuff there from our buddy Josh in the 703. All right, we've got one more to get to. This is a new caller to the show.
Okay.
Always love to hear new callers. And man, talk about behind the enemy lines. This is a new friend of the show. This is Steve in San Diego.
Is this thing on? Is this thing on? Another take, because I don't know if my other one went through all the way. This is Steve from San Diego. Hey, I just want to say you guys are great. You guys seem to say the right things that I look for. And
thank
I
you,
just
Steve.
Want to say that I feel better about this team than I have in 40 years because of coaching. Coaching is everything. And I can go through the list. We can talk about the 49ers rotating quarterbacks. Oh, why? Are they in the hunt on what time? Oh, Jimmy G was in the Super Bowl in 2019. Oh, how is that possible? Oh, wait, they were in again with Brock Purdy. Oh, rotating quarterbacks. Oh, it's the team around the quarterback. And anyways, I feel really great about it. I just want to say, people need to have what I call intangible insight. That means, you know, intangibles. I use facts to back up the intangibles. Like last year, Antonio Pierce went 5-4, had the least amount of points per game, 16, and had the most and 7 points per game more offensively with zero offensive coaching and the offensive coordinator gone. All that, and look how successful he was. And here's the thing, 5-4, so he could have easily been 7-2. John Wooden, remember, great coach, most winning college basketball coach, once said, failure to prepare is preparing to fail.
Yes.
And Antonio Pierce succeeded without preparation. What do you think he's going to do with preparation?
Come on.
People think he's going to do worse.
Great point,
Jake. Do people not know the essence of life and preparation and how much better you can do? Anyway, it's amazing what people think don't realize, but I feel really great about this team. And it's all because of the coaching. Coaching is everything. Everything. You think Tom Brady would have won without the best defense, offensive lines, and special teams? And Bill Belichick? Oh, by the way, yeah, they went 11-5 with Matt Cassell. The following year, Brady came back. They went 10-6 with the same team. It's all about the coaching. And I don't care what nobody says. Oh, exceptions are very few. And I'm going to tell you, that's why Joe Burrow is the best quarterback. If you want me to go into that, I'll go into that. I'll go into Peyton Manning's the better quarterback than Tom Brady. It's not teams win Super Bowls, but the individual accomplishment is a whole different story. They face other teams' defenses, not other quarterbacks. It's not 1v1.
Good point.
Anyway, hopefully, I'll tell you, I'm really excited again about this team. And I've never been so excited. I was about out with McDaniels. I said they're going the Patriot way. They're not Raiders anymore. I was following Derek Carr. Oh, by the way, Derek Carr in 2021 with the worst defense, a bad O-line, and Hunter Renfrow as a receiver was in
Steve.
The playoffs going toe-to-toe with Joe Burrow.
No, Steve!
Google Voice has claimed you.
What a great call. Great first call.
Great first call, dude.
Call a couple more times, Steve, in San Diego, and you will become our next made man here at Raiders Fan Radio.
Absolutely. Those were great takes, man. I hate that he got Google voiced.
Me too.
You got to keep
him under. I wanted to hear what he had to say about Derek.
Absolutely. Yeah, I got to keep him under 3 minutes there, Steve. That's not us. That's Google does that. It limits you to 3 minutes on the voicemail. But appreciate you calling. And he called even once before that, too. And I think he thought he got cut off. But
oh, okay.
But so appreciate Steve getting it. Man, great, great stuff there, man. Love the takes. And I think that he makes just amazing points around that, you know what I mean, around AP and just like that whole concept, man. I thought it was great.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And so can't thank you guys enough for all the voicemails that you left today. We started off with Raiderborn Rico, Ernesto in Mexico City, and El Camino Raider, Josh in the 703, and of course we just listened to Steve in San Diego. But tonight's Sizzler Award goes to a guy with amazing takes that also made us cry and almost pee our pants because we were laughing so hard. That is Raiderborn Rico.
Yay, Rico!
I am the Sizzler.
Sizzler.
We are Metallica, and we are here for your Oakland Raiders!
You know why we're out here, and we ain't playing around today!
From The Walking Dead to errant Jedi Knights, Raiders fans are a rogues gallery.
A bear got a sore foot.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, so, wow. That was fun, man.
It was fun.
It was fun. Feisty. Feisty for a rundown.
A feisty hour.
It's because it's the beginning of the season, man.
It's the beginning of season.
Yeah, we got real football coming up this week.
Bro, let's go.
So stoked. Thank you to all of those of you that joined us tonight. Thank you to everybody that called the show this week. Look for us back normal time. Normal bat time, normal bat channel from here the rest of the way out. Always going to be on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on the YouTubes, or find us on any audio podcast service. Also, check me out. I'll be back on with Scott for the post-game shows.
Yeah,
on
Sunday, right?
On Silver and Black today.
Heck yeah.
We're going to start firing those up again. Look for us for doing some live stuff. We're going to do a live show with Scott in Cincinnati before the Bengals game. We're probably going to do something in Tampa when we're all down there together for the game against the Buccaneers. Heck, who knows, man? We might have some other live stuff in there, too. We haven't done one from the deli yet, so we might have to mix in one of those. But
And the Biletnikoff event as well.
Biletnikoff. Thank you, Jeff. So that'll be on September 27th. We'll be going live about an hour before that thing officially kicks off. So probably like, what, 5 West Coast time, something like that?
Something like that.
Something like that. So keep an eye on the channel. We're going to have an absolute shit ton of stuff coming your guys' way. Even sometimes we'll talk about the Raiders.
Every now and then. Every now and then we will, for sure, but we're going to be back on Wednesday of next week for sure to talk about that Raiders win that we just had this upcoming Sunday, man. Can't wait for it. I'm fired up. Thank you, everyone, for being here. Everyone in the chat, if you're in the building, we love you. We cannot thank you and respect you enough. If we're not live, so we can't shout you out, but you know who you are, and we love you. So on behalf of Murph, my name is Swag Jeff. On behalf of Michelle, you've been watching the Raiders Fan Radio Rundown, where we take a lighter side journey into the dark side. Don't forget, boys and girls, what happens in Vegas started in Oakland.
Damn right it did.
Yeah, it did. Raiders are back. We're back, baby.
We are back. We are back. We are getting W's back.
Oh, nice.
Get out of your tube.
Goodbye.
And we're the three best friends that anybody could have. We're the three best friends that anyone could have. We're the three best friends that anyone could have.
And we'll never, ever, 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 ever leave each other.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Marino has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Marino take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.